Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Voyage.
Many of you might be thinking, Dr. Parrish, what's wrong with humanity the way it is? Who are we to play God? My answer to that is, who said anything about we? Bad joke out of the way, science is a tricky pursuit. Being a geneticist, even more so. When you dare tinker with nature, difficult questions come with it. I myself lived in a God-fearing home where my father would call this heresy, God rest his soul. But if curing terminal illnesses or averting birth defects is wrong, I urge you to tell that to the people who endure it. Preventative science aside, I ask you to take a look around and tell me, have we gotten stronger as a humanity or weaker? Could you see today's 18-year-olds if they had to storm Normandy Beach? Many of them with lethal allergies that didn't exist only 80 years ago. Gone are the days where primitive instincts reigned supreme. My assertion is, maybe we lost something along the way. Perhaps resurrecting the past is the key to a better future. And I don't mean Neanderthals running society again. We have enough here already. But extracting selective traits from species far less delicate than ours. Recreating the human via CRISPR-based therapy to be as sophisticated as they are at withstanding the most brutal primal conditions. A game changer for future space exploration or simply surviving a decaying climate. Nature doesn't plan on becoming soft anytime soon. Why should we? The Navari, for instance, were a 5th-century tribe that lived among the Scythian population. A tribe believed to possess mythical qualities. Rapid regeneration. Unimaginable strength. Before mysteriously going extinct. On an annual cycle, a Navari, allegedly, could even turn into a wolf. The historian Herodotus thought it was far-fetched, but said those who witnessed it swear it to be true. Suppose you prove that it is true, and you could bring them back to life. Is that where the rabbit hole should end?
Some speech. It's like something Dr. Mengele would say before opening Auschwitz. But my focus isn't on Dr. Parrish. It's on Alex Lowe sitting in the front row. Curious to know what his interest is. When I saw him talking to Dr. Parrish afterwards, I kept a close ear.
Danielle? Dr. Parrish, I mean. I'm Alex. We spoke on the phone. I just saw your lecture.
Not to cut you off, but you smell great.
Oh, I'm not wearing anything.
That's my favorite. You don't happen to have $40 million to fund my research, do you, Alex?
Psychology doesn't pay that well, unfortunately.
I see. You watched me and thought I needed serious help.
Actually, no. Why I wanted to meet... I treat patients at a local shelter. I noticed quite a few stopped showing up. Some mentioned being approached for experimental gene therapy. Your name was mentioned in a couple sessions.
And I caught your interest.
I looked you up and I was intrigued. Thought maybe you'd been in contact with some of them. Maybe you had success.
Maybe if you buy me a coffee, we can talk more. Sorry to say, but I've never met any of your outreach patients. Perhaps they're fans of mine.
Oh, could be. A lot of them make up things, too.
At least you care enough to look into it. Most of society wouldn't bother, sadly. Makes me curious if there's another reason you came to see me.
Another...
Come on, Alex. You don't drive across town to a boring genetic seminar when an email would do. I caught your eye, didn't I?
your research. All that stuff about using extinct species to make society more primal. You're telling me that's possible?
I wouldn't say it if it wasn't. Let me guess. You're a pacifist. You don't like my philosophy, is that it?
I think cooler heads tend to prevail, if that's what you mean. I just think your train of thought is a bit aggressive. Old DNA brings back old problems, doesn't it?
You don't like being put into a box either. I can see that too. There's no bigger problem than accepting our extinction. To use an extreme example, if you found yourself trapped in a cage with another person, and one of you had to die to be freed, could you kill them before they kill you?
I'd want to know how we ended up in a cage trying to kill each other.
Let's say you didn't have a choice.
You left us to kill each other. Isn't that a choice? Reminds me of a quote in my waiting room. Violence is the last refuge...
The last refuge of the incompetent. Isaac Asimov, right?
That's right. Check out the big brains on us, huh? I'd inspect a nature versus reason debate.
Part one. Got a meeting to catch, but I'm curious. Would you like to consult on my latest study? I'm always looking for fresh opinions on ethics and so forth. Comes with three cocktails.
Sure, why not?
Tomorrow night, then.
I'll see you both then.
You want me to run a check on who?
Dr. Danielle Parrish. She's a big-time geneticist. Let me know what you pull up, and I mean anything.
Yeah, well, I ain't your little fuzzy intern now, am I? I need a why first. And where the hell are you anyway? A rap concert?
Gathering intel. Just do it and report back.
I checked on that little Amy girl yesterday. Still won't say anything, but they climbed the walls. She mentioned you, though. Must have left an impression. Hard to believe, huh? Maybe you are human.
If only Noonan got the irony. Tell her I'll see her. I gotta go. I'm here for Dez. Tell him it's Serpa.
Jenny! You're back quick. Your thermos empty already?
You know, I liked it when your name was Derek.
Branding! What can I say? Kids love it. I see you're burning through your supply faster these days. You should slow down.
I've been a little stressed.
Yeah? Well, got a kilo of buzzkill with your name on it. Shit's getting harder to get. You got the, nice.
Buzzkill?
Compound 11RQ doesn't pop the same. Don't even know what this stuff is anyway, but whatever gets your rocks off.
Spoken like a true degenerate.
Interest you in anything else? Maybe a snort? A puff?
I need work on a sample.
A sample? Damn. My criminology days are behind me, you know that. But screw it, entertain me. What, a chunk of carpet? What, you stealing from IKEA now?
It's blood. I want to find out whose. You got connects to the database, and I can't have this come back to me.
Why not go the normal route?
I didn't get this a normal way.
Sketchy police procedure shit? That's pricey. What's it about?
The hyena murders.
That motherfucker?
He's been scaring off customers at night. I don't like anyone messing with my money. I'll see what I can do.
So you'll do it for free?
I didn't say that. But trust me, I'll make sure this doesn't come back to you. Just take it easy with that serum stuff. You're starting to look like dog shit.
Yeah. But unlike you, I don't smell like it. The night came for Alex to meet with Dr. Parrish, so I tailed him. A change of environment from the slaughterhouse of a city. Place looks more like a prison than a home. A kind of artsy bullshit house only weirdos with money live in. I'm getting a nauseous feeling, and I don't know why.
Sheesh, quite the place you got.
As badly as I want to say it's mine, I'm only house-sitting.
For who? Bezos?
One of my sponsors, Gilmar Corso. Ever heard of him?
Oh, isn't that the big real estate guy who always has a big entourage? Pinstripe suits?
That's the one.
Yeah, I heard a rumor he owns over 50% of the city.
I'm sure his fingerprints are on many things.
Place even has an elevator. I thought that was only in movies.
Just don't ask me where it goes. Now, how about that cocktail?
I noticed a bunch of cars out front. Is there a party going on?
Soon. Two science.
I'll go with that.
Hope you don't mind, but I did a little Googling on you, Alex.
Really?
It didn't take much to find an old Facebook picture.
Of what?
You standing with the famous Gideon Lowe of Lowe Pharmaceuticals, high school grad.
He's just my uncle.
Close?
Enough to barely remember my name. I lived with him after my mom passed.
And your father?
Yeah, didn't know him. I hated the silver spoon life, so I went my own way. Maybe that's why I do outreach programs, for revenge.
Revenge can be fun.
What's the latest?
Did some digging on this Danielle Parrish of yours. She doesn't even have a speeding ticket. Most of what I found was a bunch of biology awards and other brainy shit. But she definitely has ghosts in her closet.
Meaning?
Corpus Christi, 2000. Her dad was some loony cult fanatic, Theodore Parrish. On Halloween night when Danielle was 13, he brought home a double-barrel shotgun and executed his pregnant wife. Wrote a message on the fridge with her own blood. Forgive me, Lord, for giving birth to a devil. That's before he blew his own head off. Right in front of Danielle, no less. Happy Halloween, huh? Parrish lived with her grandparents before taking to the science thing. Mind telling me why you're so interested?
I saw her hanging around Alex Lowe. Just had an odd feeling. Like it might be connected.
Yeah, speaking of Alex, there was a break-in reported at his therapy office. A piece of carpet was cut out of his room.
Weird.
Where are you right now?
Taking in nature. I'll call you back.
Don't be shy. Have some appetizers. It's carnivore themed.
I'll be honest, this doesn't feel like a consultation. This is more like a party.
Well, you haven't seen my work yet. No reason this has to be so clinical. At least, to start.
Come take a seat in the den.
Oh, guinea pigs. Cute.
Aren't they? When I started my research years ago, I had different goals. Mainly to speed up recovery from various neurological deficits. Traumatic brain damage, synaptic dysfunction.
No small feat, huh?
Ambitious, I'll admit. But when you're raised by a father who's a violent psychotic, one studies what one understands.
Ah, I'm sorry about that.
Why be sorry? You didn't make him crazy.
Day one. Subject is hostile and aggressive in behavior. Suffering from aphasia and cranial nerve dysfunction as a result of rabies. As noted, rabies is 100% fatal when symptoms first appear. We will begin the first cycle of infusions for Operation Hyena.
Did you say hyena?
Keep watching. This is where it gets really interesting.
Day three. Subject appears calm and submissive upon phase completion. Please note, full neurological function has been completely restored.
Oh, this drink. I feel funny.
Clumsy. Don't worry, I'll clean it up. Like any evolution, my mind expanded with ideas. A practice of disrupting a targeted gene and inserting a new sequence to correct a mutation. A method like that has endless potential. You can make anyone become anything.
What did you put in my drink?
Try to keep up, Alex. Low Pharmaceuticals, your uncle, and his board of directors didn't believe in me. No companies did.
I don't understand.
I approached your uncle for his backing years ago. They patted me on the head and sent me out the door. So, I elevated my craft. The ethical question I wanted to ask is, does science have to be legal for it to be valid? I store human subjects under the house. Thus, the elevator.
You're out of your fucking mind.
Is that an official diagnosis? Our biology can be so dull, Alex. Ancient gene pools are much more fascinating. Look for yourself. Do you know a vampire subspecies, or Homo sapien homovorus, has a very similar DNA to us? And zoanthropy, a delusion that one can shapeshift into an animal, isn't a delusion. Both have an ability to stimulate telomeres with no degradation, aka immortality. Superior genes at our fingertips, in every possible metric, falsely dismissed by the world as folk stories. I told you it was real, but you doubted me. Just like your patients did. After I learned who you were, it makes this all the more special. We release our finest subjects into the world as a quality test of sorts. What you know as the hyena murders, is only a mark of all our hard work.
I see you have started the festivities without us, Danielle. Where are your manners?
I got a little ahead of myself. How's the party? Are the prospects all here?
They are eagerly waiting to see you at work. Try not to disappoint.
Alex, meet Giomar Corso, the founder of Hyena.
Are you still awake, Alex? Can you hear me? I promise the procedure won't hurt. And if it should, you won't remember anyway. Gather round, everyone, please. Meet the lucky participant in tonight's demonstration, Mr. Alex Lowe. And now you see why the NDAs were so vital. Dr. Parrish will escort you to the observation area before we begin.
Just over by the elevator, if you'll follow me.
Your heart is pounding like crazy. Don't be scared. I would consider this an extreme privilege, Mr. Lowe. How often do you get to see the face of a living god?
Primal is a production of Voyage Media. The series is produced by Nat Mundell, Robert Midas, Dan Benamor, and Garrick Dion. Executive produced by Clifford Quirrell. Written by Milan Tomasevic. Based on the TV pilot, Navari Rising, by Clifford Quirrell. Directed by Garrick Dion. Starring Bruce Greenwood as Corso, Veronica Warner as Serpa, and Jonathan Regeer as Alex. Additional cast credits available in the show notes. Edited, sound designed, and mixed by Joel Lipman. Original music by Derlis Gonzalez. If you're enjoying the show, please leave us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or anywhere you're listening, and subscribe now for future episodes.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.